Good morning. I love the energy. I love the energy this morning. How are you guys doing? Great. Ladies, we missed you. It's good to see you. Yeah, let's welcome Salmon. Yeah. Thanks for joining us, Salmon. Yes, we're continuing with our Shine series. We all need to shine. We all need to shine out there. We all need to go out there and talk to people and tell them about this wonderful Jesus that we have come to know. All right. So last week, we learned about how to pray with passion, pursue with love, and persuade our friends with truth. Right? And then we learned on how to do that, which means we need to ask great questions, right? Admire something about the person that we're talking to, and admit that we also need saving. We also need this Jesus. It's not that we're perfect, but we are saved by his grace. Right. So today we're continuing with the conversation. Wow, this mic is like so loud. So yeah, today we're continuing with the conversation, and we're just going to sum up everything that we've done. Right? Sum up everything what we've done. So who can tell me the words, the gospel? What does it mean? Like the acronym. God, sin, paying, everyone, wow, you guys are awesome. You've been listening. Yay. This has not been in vain. So we're going to watch a video, and then please listen carefully because we're going to talk about it after. I know it's American and they sometimes have funny accents, but let's try and listen very carefully and then we'll talk about it after this. Wow, that was nice. I actually enjoyed that video more than the others. So, here is something that we can do now, an activity that we can do now. Firstly, what do we do when we get these responses? Speed up, slow down, or stop, right? Going to pair up and share that. What do you do when someone says, okay, yeah, speed up, let's hear about this, or whoa, slow down, or just stop, you know? And number two, role play a gospel conversation with your partner where they don't understand the gospel. So the other person doesn't understand the gospel and you're going to share, right? You're going to share to that person as if they don't know anything about the gospel. And then role play a gospel conversation with your partner where they understand the gospel and you ask them, is there anything holding you back from trusting in Jesus right now? So that's the third thing that we're going to do. Third thing we're going to do, your partner knows about the gospel, right? Now they understand what the gospel is, what it means, and you ask that question. What is it that's holding you back? All right. And then you're going to pray for each other to shine with confidence. Right? I'm going to give you about 5-7 minutes to do that. Just pair up with someone and have that gospel conversation. Now let's create the course circle. Remember what we did last week? We had that course circle. And was it last? Oh, yeah. You were not here. Why were you not here? Ah. You know, we had a course circle where we learned how to pray for people. Pray for your friends. Pray for them with passion, right? We don't just pray, but we pray with passion, okay? And not just that, but we're going to pursue them with love. Pray with passion, pursue them with love, and persuade them with the truth, which is the word of God, which is the gospel, all right? And then how to start a conversation. When you start a conversation with a person, you ask great questions. Not just, how are you? And Lemon's going to say, I'm fine. That's it, right? You ask questions that will allow a person to speak, that will allow a person to at least say a sentence, not one word answers. Are you good? Yeah? Done. That's not a great question. So how was your week? Then a person has more to say. Oh, yeah, actually it was good, but, you know, what happened at school? And then that's how you start a conversation. You don't just start a conversation and say, yeah, let me tell you about Jesus. People would actually say this, like, I'm done. No, thank you. Right? You start a conversation, a proper conversation, by asking great questions. Admire something about the next person. Right? Admire something about the next person. Maybe something they've said or something they're wearing, especially ladies. It's so easy to talk to girls because you can just say, oh, Kuli, I love your earrings, eh? Admire something about the next person. And then admit that, you know what, I'm not perfect. I also need help. I also needed Jesus to come and save me, right? And after that, you share your story. Once you've admitted that you also need help, you say, actually, my story is, you talk about before. How were you before you met Christ, right? And then, before then, when you received Christ, what happened? What was the event? Who said what? And then, after, now that you are saved, what's happening in your life? How has your life improved? Okay? People actually listen more to personal testimonies than you talking about somebody else. They feel more connected to you when you tell them about yourself. All right? So, and now it's your chance to say, let me tell you about this gospel. Remember, you've had this conversation, a lot of conversations before you even come to telling them that God, our sins, paying everyone life. Who can tell me what those sentences are? For God, our sins, paying everyone life. I know Peter knows this. Right, Peter? Anyone? Grace? God created us to be with him. Our sins separate us from God. Sins cannot be removed by good deeds. Paying the price for sin, Jesus Christ died and rose again. Anyone who trusts in him alone has eternal life, right? Yeah? Life with Jesus starts now and lasts forever. And then you explain that, how you understand it in your own life. How does that apply? How does the gospel apply? How does God, our sins, paying everyone life, apply to you? And why do you believe in God? And then there's two questions you need to ask, right? Ask the two questions. One, does it make sense to you? Because people need to understand what you're talking about. Does it make sense to you? And you can either get two answers, yes or no, right? And if it's no, you continue to explain. You explain again so that the person understands and allow them to ask you questions, all right? And if it's yes, you go to the second question and you say, is there anything holding you back from trusting in Jesus right now? Is there anything holding you back right now? Well, you can get somebody rejecting it, then thank them for listening and move on. You know why? Because you've planted a seed. Now they know. You've planted a seed. And trust me, God is going to water that seed. They may not accept Christ now, but later in life, they will know and understand exactly what you have told them. Right? And then you might get questions, okay? And then invite them to attend church with you. If you don't have answers, it's okay to say, you know what, I don't know. Don't lie about the gospel. It's okay to say, you know, this question, I don't know. Can I go find out? Or would you like to come to church with me so that you can your questions can be answered? I'll take you to somebody who will be able to answer your questions, right? And people might accept. They might accept Christ right there and then, right? And when they do, lead them in a prayer of salvation. Easy. Here's a prayer that you can actually use. Who wants to read that? Tama, come read that for us. Slow, Tama.
The prayer of salvation. Dear God, thank you that you created me to be with you. I know that my sins separate me from you and that I cannot remove my sins through good deeds. Thank you that Jesus died to pay for my sins, and right now I put my trust in you alone and I receive your gift of eternal life. Thank you that eternal life starts now and last forever. Amen.
That was so easy, right? Because that sinner's prayer, it's from this. The gospel, right? God, our sins, paying everyone life. That's what you use to lead someone to Christ. That's what you use as a prayer, right? And here's a challenge for you. We're going to go into school holidays. Most of us are going to go on school holidays very soon. So this is your chance. You'll be doing nothing, right? You'll just be like maybe studying here and there, but you'll have plenty of time to talk about Christ. Tell your friends about the gospel. Tell your friends that, you know, God created us to be with him. Our sins separate us from God. So take that opportunity to talk to your friends. And if you're still going to be going to school, right, tell your friends. Talk to your friends at school, those who go to those funny schools, you know, that don't have normal school holidays like Tama. So tell them. Let's start the conversation. We've learned about this conversation. You have handouts right now, right? And that will actually remind you of how the conversation can go for a person to actually be open to speak to you. Speak to people like it's a normal conversation. Speak to them like it's a normal conversation, like you've done just now, right? I heard people laughing, you know, I heard people like becoming louder and louder, and that's good. And I said to Asha, wow, they're actually having a real conversation. That's what you need to do with people. People want to speak. They actually enjoy a conversation more. You don't have to say much until you tell them about the gospel and tell them your story before, then, and after. Okay, now let us pray. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for all these teens that are in this room right now, that God, they're going to go out there and tell people about you and tell other teens about you and tell their friends that you are a God of love. And Lord, I pray that as they're doing that, you protect them and you give them the courage to go out there and tell their friends. It's not an easy thing to do, but through you, everything and anything is possible. And we thank you, Lord, for that. We thank you, Lord, that you are a God who's always there for us, who's always guarding us. And I thank you, Father, that through everything we do, you always walk before us and we just follow. And I pray, Lord, that every teen in this room realizes that and they are conscious of you being there and being omnipresent and being there all the time, that your presence doesn't leave them at any point. Even in difficult times, you are there. God, thank you very much that there's nowhere where we can hide from you and there's nothing that can separate us from you. I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, amen. Wow, now, next week, ish, we're not coming here, hey? Because it's school holidays. Ish, you know. So from next week until the 30th of July, it's school holidays. So after the 30th of July, then we're going to be back here. So immediately when schools reopen, then we're here. Right. So unfortunately, I will miss you. But next term, it's our victory series. Please be here. Because now we've been talking about starting a conversation, telling people about the gospel, you know, and all that. Now we're going to experience victory in that, you know, victory in our own lives. How can we conquer certain things? How can we deal with drug addiction? How can we deal with people who are addicted to drugs or alcohol and stuff like that? And many other things like sexual sins. Please come. Don't be afraid of these like big topics, but they're going to be so much fun. We'll try and make them so much fun. So it's our victory series. Right now we have 5 minutes before church ends. So you still have 5 minutes to just, if your parents are waiting for you or anyone, so feel free to play games and chat to each other. If you have any prayer requests, if you want prayer or you have questions about the series, please come see any of the adult leaders. There's Thule, there's me, there's Grace, and there's Asha up there. So yeah, thank you guys. See you soon. Yeah.